This conference is being recorded.
Okay. Hey, this is Steve Hockman. And right now, on the phone, live, we have one of my top bootcamp instructors, the super-duper bootcamp instructor named Allie Ruddy. The girl is just insane. What's up, Allie?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
Listen, we're going to do right now a real-life case study here on how to do our bonus referral networking process. And that's basically where we dominate an area by getting every service business in the area to refer us customers. And, you know, basically the theory behind this, or not the theory, but what we actually, the strategy behind this is we go to different businesses like chiropractors, tanning salons, hair salons, and basically we have a way where we get in there and get them to display our advertisements and to refer customers to us. And the way we do this is a little different than what most people do. Most people get networking all wrong. What they do is they'll walk into a facility and they'll say, hey, if I put your ads up in my place, will you put my ads up in your place? And the problem with that is they just got that question asked by like 100 other people. And if they said yes, they're going to have like just hundreds of ads and it's going to look ridiculous. And plus, you know, a lot of times they will say yes and just throw your ads out. And you're thinking that, wow, people are really grabbing my ads like hotcakes here. And the truth is that they're going right in the garbage because they don't want to say no to you. But they don't want to, you know, just be a big display ad stand. Now, the key to this, just like so many things that we do, is the law of reciprocity, meaning you give value first, and then just the law of reciprocity kind of states that you're going to get it back. So normally, in a perfect situation, this is what happens. You walk into a facility, and you grab their attention. And the way you grab their attention is you say, hey, you know what? A lot of your clients are also my clients. In fact, they rave about your facility and your services, and they swear that this is the place to go. So, you know, and it's amazing how many clients we share together. So I wanted to come in and meet you for myself. Okay, what that does is it establishes right away that their best clients are also your clients. And you know what that means? They have to pay attention to you. Because if they shrug you off or give you, you know, rub you wrong, they run the risk of you going back to their number one raving referral fans and saying, hey, this guy's not so cool after all. And they might lose, you know, a lot of clients by not being super cool to you. So right away you gain the advantage, you gain the upper hand by coming in and saying that you have, you share the same clientele. The next thing you want to do is give. You want to tell them, you know, like, hey, look, gosh, I got a lot of clients that already go to you. Then I got a lot of clients that ask me, like, you know, where do I go to get, you know, X and X service? And I would love to just send them right into you. Would that be okay? And, of course, they're going to say yes. And the next thing you want to do is get them even further committed and let them know that you're further committed by saying, you know, in fact, I have a little, like, an email that goes to all my new signups with a link with all these different like free services of highly recommended service professionals, and I would love to make a coupon, and I could give one of your services away for free, and I'm sure they're going to love it and then be customers for life. Would that be okay? And then they're like, oh my God, you're going to advertise for me? I don't even have to do anything. At that point, by the way, why that's really cool, why that's important, is because you're giving away now other people's services and other people's money value to get people to try your workout now for free. So like let's say you give your first 2 weeks for free of your boot camp. Well, if you have like, you know, 10 or 15 of these services that are letting you give one of their services away as a lead generator for them, well, that could add up to like $500 or $600, and that's a great enticement. Hey, try out my workout, and I'll give you $600 of free bonuses just for trying out my workout. It's a great little nudge to get someone in and to try your services, and of course, they're going to love it and sign up with you. So, and it's going to help those other companies out because they're going to try their services and sign up with them. So after that, usually what happens, because you've given so much and they've never been approached this way because everybody usually does it wrong, at that point, usually they'll stop and say, hey, you know what, if you'd like to put one your ads up in here too, if you want to put your advertisements up with my business, that would be totally cool. And you didn't even ask. But sometimes they just keep saying, you know, yeah, that'd be great, and they don't offer that. So the next thing you do is say, hey, in fact, I would love to get you into my boot camp for free. I would love for you to be a raving fan of ours, and I'd love to just give you free services. Usually at that point, they offer to put display stuff up for free, I mean for you, without you even asking. And the cool thing also, you want them to use your services because now they're going to be a spokesperson, a passionate, you know, a person with just totally pumping people up about your services, because they're also raving fans of yours because you're giving them free services. And at that point, if they don't offer, then it's cool to say, hey, you know what would be great? I have some display ads too, and since we're doing all this other stuff to promote your business, would it be cool? But see, now you've already committed them, and they'd have to have some big, you know, hairy ones, if you know what I mean, for them to say no at that point, because they've already said yes to you doing so much stuff for them, and it would be going against every fiber in their DNA to say no to you after all that. Okay, so now we got on the phone, like I said, our top, top person, Allie Ruddy. Allie, are you still there? Because I was talking to
you. Yeah, I know. I was just like, okay, when am I going to get a chance to talk? Because I have a ton of questions now that I went through my very first facility to post up our postcards.
Absolutely. And you know, and the reason why we're having this whole phone call is because Allie started just drilling me. I mean, grilling me with questions. And I go, well, you know what, Allie, hold those questions, because I think a lot of other people out there are going to have those same questions. And I wanted to frame the whole thing before we started. So now, Allie, let's just pretend that we were just like talking like we were a minute ago, and just start asking me about some questions of things that you ran into.
Okay, so I remember you going through step by step before I even did this, because I wasn't just going to walk in and not know what to say, because if I was doing it on my own, I would have probably had the postcards with me in my hand or in my purse, and they would have looked at me and said, walk the other way, you know? I don't want to have anything to do with you. You're another solicitor, and no, I don't want to have anything to do with you, because that's how I would feel if I had people coming into my business like that. So I left the postcards in my car, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go in and approach myself, you know, very friendly, outgoing, somebody who's really interested in their facility, because I have clients, a ton of them, that are looking for something like this, whether looking for a massage, chiropractic adjustment, counseling, you know, through nutrition, you have it. So I went in there and I said, hey, you know, my name is Allie, I'm just coming in to check out your facility. I have some clients that recommended that I come check you out because I have other clients who are looking for a place to go, and that's close by to where we teach our boot camps. And right away, they are just like, oh, yeah, come in, sit down, you know, what are you looking for? And so they're very, very friendly, you know, they're very open. So they're like, so what specifically are you looking for? And so I went in to say, yeah, I have a ton of clients. I teach a boot camp with Fit Body Boot Camp. And, you know, I was just looking for the best of the best, you know, facility to send people to for those types of needs, massage, chiropractic, whatever. And they said, okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about what we do. And so they handed me a brochure and everything. And we got very comfortable talking. I talked about some of my issues because he had questions, and I related it to a lot of the issues that my clients have, you know, and that just opened the door, you know, for us to be comfortable in talking. And from then on, I kind of started feeling lost. Okay, got that part nailed down. And then I got a little bit lost. I had to think about what my next step was to talking about, you know, referrals to each other and, you know, trying out the services for free to see if they'd even like them. So I just kind of got lost. So Steve, from that point on, now that we're comfortable, what would my next step have been?
Because I started getting that uneasy feeling. Right. So now you're just talking about the services.
So now we're comfortable. So now we're sitting, we're in his office, you know, comfortable, like just not even like business people anymore, just two one-on-one, like as if I was a client and that he was, you know, finding out what I need and he was my chiropractor. It's kind of like that relationship.
Sure.
So then what's the next step? Because I started to feel a little bit, okay, now what do I need to say next?
The first thing you want them to do is start saying yes, yes. So you're going to ask them questions where they're going to say yes to. It's kind of proven, like, once someone says yes a bunch of times, they want to keep saying yes. So the first thing you're going to say is, you know what, it's amazing. Now I see, and you want to redrill in how you have their raving clients at your boot camp. You know, now I see why so many people are raving about you. I already feel so comfortable here. The energy is so good. And I now kind of could see what everyone's talking about, what all the buzz is about. Hey, you know, would it be okay if I was to refer you, you know, a bunch of our clients? Would that be okay with you? Of course they're going to say yes to that. So they're going to say, yes, sure, absolutely. Yeah, great. And the next thing you're going to do is you're going to say, you know what? I know a lot of our clients are kind of like, you know, they're kind of, you almost have to, like, put something in their hand of value to get them to do something, even though they need to do it. You know, everyone needs to kind of be motivated. Do you think it would be cool if, like, you gave your first, like, a complimentary visit, and I'm sure that they're going to have the same experience that I have, and they're going to become lifelong clients of yours. Would that be cool? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to be, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll do a consultation or something, just something of value. Sure, I'll do a free consultation with them, you know. And then at that point you say, would it be okay, because I have a, whenever someone signs up with me, they get this email. And in the email there's a link to services that we highly recommend and, you know, something of value that they could cut out and bring in. And it really kind of gets them to use it rather than just telling them about it or giving them a card or something. It's like it's from us, and they will cut that out, and they'll come in, and they'll see you, and have the same experience I have, and become a lifelong client. So would that be okay if you didn't have to do anything? I'll just go ahead and make like a coupon for, you know, one free consultation, and they could come in and see you. Would that be okay? And they say,
okay. Let me stop you real quick, Steve. And that's what I missed. Like, as you're going on to the next step, that's what I noticed that now that you're talking about it, is I missed the part where I wasn't ranting and raving about the facility. I was telling them that my clients ranted and raved about it and that they thought you were the best. So because I think I missed that step, I went into the next one where you're going into about how is it okay if I refer clients, you know, to come check you out? And is there any complimentary services that you can provide so they can check you out? Because I just went straight to that instead of ranting and raving about your facility. So I think that made him a little like, okay, what is she trying to get at, you know, like right to the point. And then, yeah, so.
You almost want to
sound that's
like
really,
you just...
I think that's really important. You know,
yeah,
say,
it
hey.
Is. The important
you know,
stuff. Because
they're like, oh, wow, you heard that. We're the best. That's cool. That's awesome. That's motivating, like you said, you know, and I totally missed that step.
Yeah, you really want to stroke their ego. And then even to take it a step further, you want to make it sound like you just had a sudden epiphany, like, oh, my God, I finally see now why everyone's raving about you, and I'm now going to be a raving fan of yours. Would it be okay if I send you, you know, like all of our clients that could use your services? Would that be cool?
Yeah, because also, I mean, I really did like the facility. I got a good vibe from, you know, the doctor who's been there, you know, gosh, even before I was born, he's been there for like 40 years. And it was very welcoming, very warm. And I didn't even say anything about that. I didn't say, God, I really like your facility. This looks awesome. You know, you have so many services that you can offer. I could really see us working together. You know, I skipped all that. I think it's because I just, you know, I was a little anxious because it was my first time, but you know, I'm learning. So, I mean, it didn't totally blow, but I know I could have, I know I missed some steps in there. But then, you know, when I asked him if he had any complimentary services that he could give so our clients could try out, he said, no, we don't do that. And so I just left it alone. I'm like, I just stopped talking, you know, and just let him think about it a little bit more. And then he's like, well, you know what we could do is we could, after one of your boot camps on Saturday, I can have my staff come in and give chair massages, and I'll bring in my therapist, and then they can talk to, you know, your clients, you know, while the rest of them are getting massages and then switch and whatever. And so I said, oh, my gosh, that would be awesome. You know, then you can have your staff come get to know my clients, and my clients can get to know your staff and see what services can go together. And then his face lit up, you know, after that happened. So what do you think about that, Steve? Like,
sure. All I'm going to say, first, let me just rewind a little bit and say, you know how you said that you really did like his facility?
Yeah.
It's really that if you don't think that they're awesome, if you really don't get a good vibe from them, you do not try to get your advertisements in their place. And the reason why
Exactly. And I had my postcards in the car, and I'm like, at this point, when he wasn't saying anything, and he said, no, we don't do that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to bounce out of here, you know? And then he's like, well, wait a minute. You know, that's why I let him think about it and soak on it for a little bit. He's like, you know what we could do for you?
Right. I mean, and the reason why...
And he just opened the door. He totally opened the door up. He was like, you know what, yeah. I mean, because you're, like you said, he wants more clients.
Of course.
You know, we want him to refer it to us.
And I'm going to teach you how to really, really, really ramp that up and to how to really frame it so that he's literally begging you to do this in just a second. But I really want to stress the fact that if their facility is not the shit, do not proceed forward. And for two reasons. For one, if they don't have an awesome facility and an awesome vibe and an awesome service and an awesome feel, well, number one, it's going to be wasting your time. You don't want to put your – they're probably not going to have a lot of clients anyways. And number two, if you send your clients to a lame facility, you know, they're going to think you're lame too. So it's really important that you really only do network with the best people. But with that said – the
Wait, can I stop you? Can I stop you on that real quick? Just real, real fast. You reminded me just now of what he said before when I was talking to him. He's like, when he was asking me how I heard about this facility, he started talking about another chiropractor, like literally down the street, who everybody's ranting and raving about. So he started talking about them instead of talking about himself. I'm like, you know, but he's been there for many years. You know, they seem pretty successful. I got a good vibe. So what do you say about that?
That is really weird because, well, first of all, I would say your next step should be to go to that chiropractor and check them out.
I know, because I don't know if he was saying that because, like, he thought I was going around to all the different chiropractors or if I even heard of the other guy. But, I mean, he didn't tell me exactly where they were, you know, but apparently there's one, like, that's close that – he says that, you know, that he's like, in competition with, but I don't know. So, like, that's...
He kind of said he used the word competition?
He didn't use the word competition, but he's like, yeah, there's this other... Like he was almost not shocked, but he was like, wow, you heard of us, and you heard, you know, a client referred you to us because there's this other chiropractor down the street. And I'm like, and that's pretty much what he said, and that was it.
Well, first of all, I would say that is a hot button now. You could see that, like, that was, like, an emotional trigger. Like,
yeah.
Like, he was, like, vindicated, like, wow, I am good. And
Exactly.
I would press that button over and over again. I'd be like, yeah. No, I'm positive it's you. Yeah, I'm telling you, like, whatever you're doing, I don't know what you do. I don't know how you do it. I do know that I like you so far, but I'll tell you what. Your clients are so happy with you, And I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, that's why I came down here. I go, gosh, I really don't do this very often, and I came down because, you know, like, you are like a legend. And yeah, I would definitely pump them up, make them feel. It's very hard for anyone to say no to you after you just made them feel incredible. And remember, the two most important feelings in the world that people want, that people crave, is the feeling of importance and the feeling of appreciation. And you're making this person feel very important and very appreciated from their client. So you're like pushing the DNA button that they cannot resist. So at that point, before, okay, so now to answer your question, how do I get him to give a service away for free? And why do you even want to give a service away for free? The reason why you want them to give a service away for free is because you want them to basically, like, agree that you're going to promote them and you're going to make these coupons for them. You want to make it seem like you're going to do a whole lot of work for them. Because the more that they say yes to you doing stuff for them, the more that they are going to feel that they owe you. And the harder it would be for them to say no to doing stuff for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes a lot of sense.
So what you want to do is tell them like this, say, hey, I just know our clients, and I know how they are. You know, gosh, I not only do I want them to come in and see you because, like, quite frankly, if they're healthy and they feel better, they'll get better, they'll work out harder, they'll miss less workouts, and they'll get better results. And quite frankly, that'll mean for me, I get more referrals and my business goes up. So I have kind of a sort of a, you know, a selfish interest of why I want them to come in and see you. And number two, I know for my clients that if I could put something in their hands and they could get something once for free, like a free consultation, and they could get around you and feel your energy and feel how I feel right now, that like I'm feeling right now, I know that they're going to be like probably lifelong, you know, clients of yours. And I'm sure you've had that experience too, wouldn't you say? And then, you know, and then at that point they go, oh, yeah. And then say, well, hey, here's what I could do. And I'll go ahead and create one of these. And it'll be for like a complimentary visit. And that way I get them in the door and then you could keep them for life after that. Sound fair enough? And you got fair enough clothes. It's the best. Anytime you want someone to say yes, say fair enough. It's very difficult to say no to a fair enough. I don't know why, but I just know that it works.
Okay, so now that... my next step is how do I build a, you know, a relationship with him and trust? So you said, you know, get him to, you know, ask him if he wants to try the boot camp, you know, give him a free 2-week workout, you know, with our boot camp and let him see for yourself. Like stuff like that I need to do. How do I approach him and do that?
Well, first off, I wouldn't offer him a free 2-week. I would just say, hey, I'd like to make you an honorary member, an honorary gold member of our boot camp, and a gold member, basically. No, an honorary platinum member. And an honorary platinum member basically has unlimited access for free because they're a VIP. They're a VIP customer, and that's what I want you to be, one of those VIPs. Like, you know how movie stars get in for free everywhere? I treated like a movie star, and you're going to get free services at our facility. And that's going to do two things. One, no matter what fitness level you're at right now, it's going to get you to the next level. And number two, why that's a great thing is, as a business decision, if I can get you around our clients, then they'll all, you know, feel familiar with you, and it'll really increase the rate at which I could refer people to you. So even if you were to come in like once a week or, you know, come in a few times, at least they'll know who you are. And that should be worth, you know, some really good clientele to you. And I think that would be a great decision on your part, a very smart business decision. Fair enough? I would use a fair enough one.
Fair enough, yes.
Again, you know, sometimes it's cool to frame things. Like, I think that would be a very smart business decision, a very wise business decision. And, you know, fair enough. And basically, if they say no, then they're not smart and wise. So a lot of times when I frame something, frame it where the answer yes equals smart and wise, the answer no equals, like, not so smart. And so there are all these, like, as Bezos calls them, force multipliers. They're all little things that you do that multiply upon themselves to get the result that you want.
Okay, so now I, like, toward the end of my conversation with him, you know, I was getting ready to leave because he had a client come in. I said, well, okay, so how would you feel about referring some of your clients over to Fit Body Bootcamp? And he said, oh yeah, well, we refer, you know, tons of people to tons of, you know, fitness programs. So I'm like thinking, okay, so we're stacking a bunch. So, but when I walked in, I didn't see any postcards, no business cards of any other fitness, you know, training facilities or programs, like, on there. So I said, would you mind if I think I have some postcards in my car. Would you mind if I go grab them and leave them here? He said, oh, not a problem. Yeah, go ahead. So what do you say about that?
Okay, a couple things. One, depending on the facility you go in, you want to tie in how you're different and that it would be kind of wise for them to be referring you clients. Like, meaning this, saying, hey, do you have, you know, any other boot camps that are on a spring-loaded floor like ours that are really good for the joints? Do you have any other fitness, you know, is there any other fitness solutions out there that you refer to right now that is good for the joints? Because I know that your customers, it's very important that they're not pounding on their backs, pounding on their knees, pounding on their necks, so that they're on a joint-saving spring-loaded floor. And it's a great workout where they're going to burn enough calories to see great results and strengthen their core and their body up. Do you have anyone like that right now on a spring-loaded floor? And you know they're going to say no, because we're the only ones that do that.
Yeah.
and then say, oh, great. Well, then in that case, you know, would it be okay if we put a little sleek little advertisement up in here to sort of reciprocate the referrals? And by the way, please let them know that you're a member, you know, because now you're a VIP member of ours as well. And then let's say they say sure, like the guy said, but you see no business card, so you're worried that he's gonna, like, you know, not do it. Well, first of all, what you did is you just separated us from everybody else. Okay? Made it sound like a smart decision, you know, like, I'm gonna give you another ninja trick in just a second here. Another ninja tactic. It's like, if they do say yes, the second thing they do that you want to do is go, the second thing you're gonna want to say is, hey, let me ask you this. Where exactly do you think we should put it? Like, get them to commit, like, specifically, where should we put this thing? You know, or like go back to the car and go, here, I have these little things. Where do you think we should put it? And I'll put it right where you think is the best spot. Like, let make them, like don't just leave it with them. Like, you put it up for them. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, don't ever have them touch it. Like, you ask them. But say, hey, I think I got them in my car. Tell me exactly where to put them. And I have a very low-profile little holder for them, and it'll look really good. Tell me where to put it exactly.
Okay.
Because if you give it to them, even if they intend to put it up, for them to actually take one action out of their day to do something might not happen.
Well, he had a client, so he said he was running out, so he said, just put them on the desk. So I put them where they were visible, you know, but not bombarding theirs.
So you displayed them, right?
I had to. He was gone.
But, I mean, you put the plastic thing and everything?
Yep.
Good. All right, another thing to do. Here's the ninja strategy, the ninja tactic that is going to blow them away. And I got this one, honestly, to be quite honest, my friend Sam from Fitness Concepts, who has, I think it's Fitness Guru Sam. His blog at Fitness Concepts is like one of the best blogs I've ever seen for a fitness center, okay, to market to the consumer, being the client. What you could tell them is say this, say, hey, you know, I have a blog, and Or you could, if you don't have a blog, say, hey, I put videos up on YouTube and I email a link to them to all of my clients so that they could see me and you together and I could refer people into you. Hey, what would be a good day I could come in and do a quick interview with you and get some of your expert opinion on how clients could resolve some of their issues and then, you know, tell them where to go to make an appointment with you. See, now what you did is you just made them really a movie star. You're like, dude, I'm going to come in and do an interview with you, and then I'm going to post it up on my either my blog or on YouTube and send a link to all of my clients so that they could see, you know, really what you got going on here and that you're the best. Okay.
Wow, that's a great
idea. I'm going to tell you something. Once you've made them a VIP member, once you've said that you've got raving fans, once you've said that you're going to, you know, give them, advertise for them, once you've done all this stuff, and you're going to interview them, and you're going to send that interview to your clients, if you can't get a display ad up in their freaking place, you know, then, like, I don't know. I'd move on. But honestly, I think that's like 100% conversion rate. If you do all those tactics, all those ninja strategies,
you got to be retarded not to do it.
And imagine that compared to what most people do. They come in with flyers in their hand.
Exactly.
Yeah, looking like a solicitor and go, hey, can I, like, put some of these flyers up here? Them up in my place. And they're like, oh, my God, not another one of these 100 people that come in every day. And imagine this. What if you just bypassed every single one of these tactics that we just said and just did one? Like, let's say you want to go for the kill right away.
Uh-huh.
What if you just went in there and just said, just walk right in there and go, hey, you know, I wanted to check out your facility. And they go, really, how did you hear about us? Well, it's kind of funny. I run a boot camp, and a lot of your clients are actually my clients, and they're really raving about your place, and they're saying, like, you are, like, a miracle worker and all this stuff, and I wanted to check it out for myself. And can you tell me a little bit about what you do? Because I have a couple issues for myself I'm thinking about, right? Okay, as this guy starts telling you about what he does, stop him, like, halfway through and go, you know what? I can tell you right now, I can see why you're one of the top dudes. I can see why people are raving about you. And you know what I would like to do? I have a blog, or I have an email blast that I send out with a link to YouTube videos, and I would like to come in and do an interview with you, and because I always like to interview the top people in the area about what people could be doing right now to, you know, better their joints, better their backs, their necks, and send it to all my clients, and then, you know, obviously at the end of it, how they could get a hold of you and how they could go and make an appointment with you. Wouldn't it be a good time to set up an interview? Now, I don't know if you've ever done an interview, Allie, but after you interview someone, something weird happens. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because, you know, you see people on TV getting interviewed and it makes you feel important. I don't know if it's the recognition. I don't know what. But after you interview someone, you feel like you've known them for 10 years. You could literally ask them for their firstborn child and they'll give it to you. I don't know why that is, but so if you just cut the chase, do the interview, and then after the interview say, hey, you know what would be great? Gosh, I'd love to also give a coupon, you know, for one free service to all of my new clients to send to your facility. And, hey, you know what? What would be really cool, too, you know, I'd love to I only like to put our ads up in the best facilities, but like yours, do you think we could put a little display thing up here? You know, for your clients so that they could get a great joint-saving, fat-burning workout. Now, at that point, honestly, it's game over. It is game over. They have to say yes. They cannot say no to that. But for their egos, believe me, they're kind of worried that if they do say no, that interview might not ever air. It might not ever make it anywhere. And maybe they've never been interviewed in their life. Maybe that's their 5 seconds of fame right there. Maybe they've never been positioned the way you're positioning them. Maybe that is like, you know, I mean, gosh, I don't care who you are. People love interviews. They love to be made important. And they love to have themselves videotaped. And they love for them, you know, to be shown off as an expert. And that's a big ego stroker. And it'd be very difficult for them to say no to that.
Yeah, for sure.
So just walk in.
Okay, so real quick, so following up, you know, follow up Should it be a call or should it be like go in person and like follow up with them?
Well, I would give you two answers. When you say follow up, meaning like to make sure your ads are up in their place.
Okay, because I already went in there today. So now I need to keep building this relationship up and separate
really
myself from everybody else that comes in there, like you said, right?
I really would go back there and say I'd like to do an interview with you.
Okay, so that would be my next step.
That's going to, like, make, you know, because check this out. When you, and then, oh, you know what else you do? Add them to your email blast list. Say, hey, I'm going to add you to my email list so that you can see when I email my whole list about your interview. So, like,
okay.
They're going to see the interview go out going, gosh, I just spent today with, like, you know, the top chiropractor in Laguna Hills, and this guy is amazing. He's got raving fans. He's helping people. They call him the miracle worker. Here's an interview I did about the top 5 things you can do right now to instantly help your joints and body and live a happier, healthier life. Listen to this interview. Now, when he gets an email saying promoted him like that to your people, like, do you know what I'm saying? You know the sense of reciprocity?
Yeah. That's
like
perfect. Perfect.
The guy has to
exactly
literally
what I'm looking for.
Yeah. He's got to, like, literally be the devil to take your ads down
yeah.
at that point. Like he's got to have like serious dark side, man. So
wow.
I mean, all those little force multipliers, you know. Again, that interview I think is really key. And plus, you know what it does? It positions you as the expert. Like imagine this. Imagine if you do have a blog with all these interviews of top places to go and top, and you can do this with restaurants too. You can watch, you know, Sam does it all the time. He's got great success. He walks into restaurants and goes, hey, I'd like to do a healthy food review so that my clients can see how to go to your restaurant and eat healthy because they go where I tell them to go, and I want them to see that they can eat healthy at your restaurant. And then once you do an interview with the owner or manager, it's very easy at that point to get your advertisements up. Or maybe you could even get I know we've done this, I know Sam does this. We actually make our own menu. And they add our like names to the menu. They say like the Fit Body meal, powered by Fit Body Bootcamp, or recommended by Fit Body Bootcamp. You know, the Fit Body breakfast, the Fit Body lunch, the Fit Body dinner, and then that positions you as a local expert to the customers as well.
Uh huh.
So yeah, I mean, I think that interview is just like
That interview, that's gonna kill it. Like seriously.
Oh, also imagine this. Imagine this guy, if you go, hey, look, by the way, here's my blog. Let me show you some of the local interviews I've done. And then you scroll down and you show them interview after interview, like video. You got the top, tanning salons. You got the top places, restaurants. You got all the top, like, services there that you recommend to be healthy. And he's going to be, like, killing himself to try to get on it with you.
Yeah.
Or if you don't have a blog, let's say you're like, well, I don't have
a blog. What if I don't have a blog yet?
You set up a free YouTube page, and you have all your videos, and you put in the title, interview with expert this, interview with expert that, healthy meal interview, healthy restaurant interview number one, healthy restaurant interview number two, interview expert number three. So like if you could show them your YouTube page, go here's all the interviews I've done, and I whenever I email blast my clientele, I give them a link to the interview.
Uh-huh.
So you could literally have like 20 or 30 interviews on your YouTube page and show them your whole page and go, look, these are all the interviews that I've done. I'd love to add you to the list here and really further position you as a local expert with my clients.
Wow. That's awesome. I like it.
Yeah. But can you ask me some hard questions? Come on.
Any more hard questions? Okay, so you gave like a step breakdown of the whole thing, and then you gave, like if you want to go right in for the kill. Are there any other suggestions that you could, that you could make to help distinguish that we're totally different from any other, group out there, or did you pretty much just nail it all?
Well, I mean, for one, I think you know, one of the ways, I think for one...
What should I stress the most out of everything that you just said? Like, if anybody can take anything with them through this interview today, what would it be?
One is to really make that person feel like a movie star. Make them feel like a superstar and give and get them to agree to let you give them as much as you can.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of like our ninja clothing technique. Like, let's say someone goes to sign up for your boot camp, and right before they're about to put the, you know, you're about to ask them to pick which program they want to do and put down their credit card, you hand them and say, hey, by the way, here's a T-shirt and here's a bottle of Fiji water. You did awesome. Hey, go ahead and pick the plan you want. Once you give them something and put those two things of value in their hand, it like your conversion rate goes up like 600%. Like they really almost literally can't be holding the water bottle, holding the T-shirt, holding the pen, and then say no. They can't do it.
Yeah.
They cannot do it. It's a law of reciprocity, and this law works worldwide. It works everywhere in the universe. And so when you go in, you definitely want to get them to agree that you could give them as many things as you can and of high value. And sometimes high value just means recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Like an interview is a high value recognition thing. I want to give you the feeling of being an expert. I want to,
okay,
you know,
so real quick, you said that, okay, so now the main guy, the chiropractor there, is going to get, you know, unlimited VIP access. What about the rest of the people on his staff? Not his clients, but his staff. Or his wife or whatever.
Yeah, well, the wife, yes. I'd be selective with the staff. Feel it out. Like, because what happens is, it's depending on just the dynamic of the business, the staff might end up being, they might sign up for your boot camp too. So
okay.
He might be the kind of guy that wants to get all his staff signed up. So before
yeah.
you kind of, before you kind of, you know, cut that one away, when you could have it, I would wait like a week or so, before I would even like think about doing that. And the thing is, I don't think I would want to tell him that I'm going to give his whole staff VIP access.
No.
Because it's going to be valued for him. Then he's going to be like, wow,
yeah.
I guess I'm not still, you know? So, yeah, I think if the main dude is promoting it and pushing it, then everyone else will kind of follow.
Everybody will follow. Okay.
Yeah. So you want to go for the main dude.
The
but
main
now,
dude.
Like, now, if this is a tanning, a hair salon, it's a little different. Like, you
oh,
might
really?
Go to
how?
Hair, like, you might go to a hair salon and go, hey, listen, I want to give you, you know, to the owner, I want to give you a VIP membership, okay, where you have unlimited, and then I would like to give a platinum membership, which isn't as high as the VIP membership. The VIP is full unlimited access. The platinum membership is, if you refer me one client a month, you get a free membership. But I'd like to give
okay,
the platinum
got it.
Your hairstylist, and because, like, imagine if they have 20 or 30 hairstylists, and you could get like 10 of them or 15 of them on board, and you have your display ads sitting right there on their counter in front of each person getting their haircut, where they're just staring at the headline, they're staring at the offer, they're staring at the social proof with the before and after pictures every time they get their haircut, and also the hairstylist knows that they need to get one referral a month, so they're going to probably bring it up. Gosh, if you got like 10 of those on board and you got 10 referrals, you know, just one referral a month, that's 10 a month right there. You know, within 4 months, that's 40 referrals. And if you're charging about $199 a boot camp, that's $100,000 a year just off of that one little, like, ninja tactic right there. And that's not counting all the other things you're doing, you know. So that's just one little minor free thing.
Now, okay, I remember you telling me this before I even started going to it. Before I started selecting, you said to be very selective of the facility that you're going to go to, because you don't want to just go to any, like, any and every facility, you know, you don't want to go to every nail place or hair salon or chiropractor or massage therapist, right?
Correct.
You want me to be really selective on going to facility, because we don't want to be, like, the next door person, like, oh, well, they talk to you about promoting for them, and they asked me to do that too.
Sell them exclusivity. So you want to tell them like, hey, I know there's a bunch of chiropractors in the area, but I wanted to come to you first because I wanted to showcase just one chiropractor and say this is the main guy. And I know there's other chiropractors in the area, but I first wanted to go to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they feel a sense of like, oh man, like if I say no, they're going to my competitor.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. That's what I missed.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it's a bunch of force multipliers, but also you want to be selective because if you do pick one, you want them to be a good one. Like, you don't want to have some run down. Like, put it this way. I went in the other day to set one of these up, and I was showing one of our bootcamp instructors, Shay, how to do this. So I go, Shay, look, I'll go with you, and you can watch me do this in person. And, you know, you could just cruise around with me in my car, and I'll go from place to place and show you how to do it. And I walked into one chiropractor facility, and it smelled like poopy.
You're telling us about that.
Man, it smelled like poop in there, and it was really run down. And you
were, like, on your way out, too.
I was about to just turn around and leave. She saw the fit body. The Fit Body Bootcamp logo, and you know what she did? She used my own tactic against me. The lady at the front desk said, oh, gosh, one of our clients is also a member of your bootcamp.
And oh my gosh.
Now I can't leave.
Yeah, and now you're stuck.
Oh, now I have to talk to her for
minutes.
And it was bad. And so, you know, eventually I was able to get out of there, but they are a place I would definitely not want to use.
Yeah.
No poopy time.
Okay, so now we know, like, one of the most important, like, steps to, you know, succeed when we're trying to find the right facility, and that to develop a relationship, you know, with that person, separate us from everybody else, and, you know, get that trust issue thing going so they know that we are serious about, you know, working together as a team to get each other clients. What's the number one no-no that we should avoid when we're out there doing this that you may not have covered?
Sure. I mean, definitely one of the number one no-nos is going in there and, you know, forgetting that, like, looking like a solicitor. I mean, at all costs, avoid that. Avoid it like the plague at all costs.
Okay. So really stress on that, you guys. Don't look like a solicitor.
I do not look like. In fact, you know, I like to make sure that the owner is there before I walk in, like, or the head chiropractor is there.
So you don't want to just talk to anybody. You want to make sure that the person in charge.
Oh God! The last thing you want to do is go through this whole thing, and then have the person say, "Well, you know, I could run this by my boss." God.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
That's what I
started to do today. Because there's the front desk receptionist lady. She's like, yes, can I help you? And then she started to go on, and she's like, oh wait, hold on, let me get you the doctor.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, that would have been horrible if I just like went through all of that with.
And like another kind of ninja tactic way to do this, and to make sure that they're. Also, it's a good way for you to check them out and make sure that they're really good is, like, I know we're just talking about chiropractors and there's so many other places to go to, but, like, for a chiropractor, what you can do is call in ahead of time and say, hey, I want to set up a consultation. Do you do a free consultation? And mostly they will do a free consultation. And say, who's your head guy there? Like, who's the owner? Who's the top person? And find out who the owner is and say, I'd like to set up one with him. And while you go in there, talking about how, you know, I found out about you because my clients were raving about you, and then you can go into your whole thing during the consultation, you know. That's a good way to, like, set up a meeting. Think about it. Think about you're setting up a meeting with the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Different. And so you can do the same thing with with a hair salon, it's a little different. You could call in and go, you could say, hey, you know, I was in there the other day, and gosh, the owner was there, and And I think it was the owner. Is the owner a girl or a guy? I'm not sure. And they'll say, oh, no, it's a girl. Oh, okay. Well, then wait, is the manager a girl or a guy? Because someone sounded like the owner. Oh, the manager is a guy. Oh, okay. Well, I think it was the owner then and the manager. Both said hi to me, both knew my name, and I didn't even know their name. What's the owner's name? And then they say the owner's name. What's the manager's name? Oh, great. Hey, you know what? They're so friendly. I want to bring them a little gift or something. What's the next time the owner's going to be in? And try to know when they're in, you know? And then come in, and then when you ask
so
for
you,
the owner,
so you would recommend calling first, okay?
Yeah, and you know what's cool?
That's just for chiropractors or
for anybody.
Where can I just walk into? Like, I can walk into a nail salon, right?
You can, but honestly, again, why waste your time? I mean, make sure that the head person's there. And the great way to find the head person is to call in and say, hey, whoever in charge there was really nice to me, knew my name. But I don't know their name. What's the head person's name? And then I'll go, oh, the head person is Susie. Oh, Susie. Hey, I love it when Susie's there. When's Susie normally in? Because I want to set my next appointment then. Oh, okay, great. So then what you do, when you call in, don't ever say, like, the first and last name. Like, hey, is Susie Klein there, please? Next time you come in, go like this. Go, hey, what's up? Is Susie there? And they'll think you're a friend of Susie. They'll go, oh, hold on. But if you say, is Susie Klein there? Calling, can I ask him what this is regarding? So like the same with like a chiropractor, like once you get the head chiropractor's name, go, you know, like in fact, I don't even like, sometimes I'll just call him by the first name, like saying doctor, like there's a chiropractor that I've done this with named Dr. Phil Straw, and I'll say to Dr. Straw in there, like, hey, what's up, is Phil there? I mean, is Dr. Phil there? You know, I'll say that real quick, like, hey, what's up, is Phil around? And it's like they feel like, oh, man, this person must be a good friend. Let me go ahead and get them. So that's like a little, like, ninja way to get around the gate.
Another ninja move.
We're going to be, like, knocking people out with all these ninja moves here. We can start our own ninja clan.
Yeah, dude. Steve, real quick, for us specifically, I want you to give me a quick list of businesses I should be going to and businesses I should avoid.
Oh, okay, easy. Great. Good question, by the way. Very good question. Businesses that you should go to are high volume service businesses, like chiropractors, nail salons, tanning salons. Oh, also businesses that have your clientele, which is like 80% women. So tanning salons, nail salons, chiropractors, hair salons. Sometimes you want to network with mobile house cleaning services. Some of these house cleaning services will go to 50 houses a week, okay? And out of those 50 houses, you know that person could afford someone to come over and clean their house. And if they are able to drop one of your advertisements off as like a free 2 weeks, like a little gift card, gosh, you know, that's 50 people that that they can hit a week, you know, with your advertisements. So car washes are great. I mean, you can network with a car wash. All day long, you know, and you know, if people could afford to wash their cars, you know, usually, especially if they come there on a regular basis, a lot of times women will take the cars in to get their cars washed. So car washes are a good one. And guess what? You got a captive audience because they're just sitting there waiting for their car to be washed. Car washes are good. Places to avoid would be businesses that don't have a high volume of traffic. Like, let's say there's a State Farm insurance agency and there's like no one in there. There's like one or two people that work there and they do most of their business over the phone. You know, avoid those ones like the plague because there's nothing to get out of that. You know, unless, of course, you work a deal where they're going to do some big email blast or something. But, you know, you don't really want to be referring people to, you kind of want to go with health-related. So restaurants are great. You know, you definitely want to do, like, restaurants, stuff where there's a high volume of people that you can relate to health. Like, you definitely don't want to be the person who's recommending, like, a life insurance. Because what that does, all of a sudden, it devalues you. Like, wait a minute, why am I going to my boot camp instructor for life insurance? You know, that's
what about doctor's offices, like clinics?
You know, doctor's offices are great. It's usually like a little bit of a different animal with a doctor's office. For whatever reason, sometimes doctors are like, they're constricted with so many rules and they're so like scared of stuff that it's sometimes a pain in the butt. But if you can, like for instance, let's say you ask all your clients who their doctor is. And then you say, hey gosh, I got a lot of clients that go to you. One of their names is like Susie Smith and Jane Johnson, and they really say that you're the best. And you know, I would love to be able to refer my clients to you as a good doctor, and kind of maybe even do an interview with you on some of the things that people could do to like to help you know, boost their immune system and prevent getting the flu this season. Would that be cool if I did an interview for my blog or for my YouTube page? And then once you're there doing an interview, would be a great way to segue into, you know, like how you guys could work together.
Okay.
And, you know, also, gosh, you know, like, this is kind of, I mean, again, this one you're going to have to figure out your own way to get into, because I don't know. But if you could find a way to get into a very popular gynecologist, and to get that gynecologist to train in your boot camp as a VIP member, you might have a raving fan and referral source in that gynecologist, and that might that could be a very good one. But I, you know, I'm not that experienced in that area, unfortunately.
Okay.
So that would be kind of weird if I was, but I'm not.
What about flower shops?
Yeah, you know, I've actually had a good experience with flower shops, and some of my trainers have had good experience with flower shops, and I definitely would, flower shops would be great. They would be a good one, absolutely. Flower shops, yeah, anyway, there's a lot of volume of service, and there's a lot of women going there would be awesome.
How do you know if that facility, that place has a large volume? Do you ask the owner, like, do you have a lot of traffic coming in here?
I mean, when you go in, you kind of like, yeah, I mean, you can. You could definitely.
Or do you just, like, look around the area and see if, like, there's a lot of people coming into that shopping center or whatever?
After you do this for a while, your gut instincts become pretty darn good at it. But,
okay.
You know, you walk in there and you feel the energy, and you know, you kind of can tell if they're a happening place or a dying business. And not only that, you could use that whole exclusivity thing, like, hey, I want you to be my exclusive flower source in here, and I definitely want to make sure that I, since I'm only going to pick one, I kind of want to know, like, what kind of volume do you have? Like, how many people do you have coming in here? And then they're going to pre-qualify themselves to you. Now they're going to try to, like, qualify themselves to you, which really gives you a big advantage in the whole, like, you know, and the whole leverage arena. It gives you a lot of leverage on them.
Okay. That makes sense.
Restaurants, you could do tons of restaurants, though.
Yeah, restaurants, for sure.
I mean, geez, you could do, like, 30 restaurants.
Or coffee shops, or... But do you want us to avoid, like, going to, like, major chains like Starbucks and...
What?
Denny's, or do you want us to avoid to go to major chains, you know, or do you want us to
be
quite honest, too?
Back in the day, I might have said, yeah. But Sam, you know, here's one of the advantages of hanging out with people that are in the top of the industry, like a Sam or a Bedros. One of the advantages is because we get together every month and we network and we have our mastermind, and you get to hear like all the cutting edge things that people are doing. And Sam, I know, has his he's on the menu and has his display ads and has done restaurant critiques for like Johnny Rockets. So, like, really big chains of restaurants, you know.
Okay,
He's literally in, like, you know, giant corporate chains. So, yeah, you know what? I wouldn't limit it to anything. And especially once you gain momentum, like, after you've done enough of the little ones and you're pretty confident, I would go into the bigger ones. And once you kind of get your blog really, really hopping or your YouTube page, you can go in there and a lot of these places, especially with, you know, economy being down a little bit, they're really, like, willing to do whatever it takes to get some extra customers.
Yeah.
I would definitely use that as an advantage.
Sounds good. Getting a lot of good info here.
Yes. Yes, yes. And you know, no, definitely. I'm excited, Allie. I'll tell you what, man. You are like a huge go-getter, and you know, like the cool thing about you is I know this information. You are going to take every bit of this, and I'm sure I'm going to get an email from you either tonight or tomorrow morning saying, "Hey, Steve, I just got another 20 locations. Oh man,
yeah,
this is awesome." Because you're one of those people.
Yep.
You know what,
yep,
what separates the most successful people? For people that are struggling, is the ability to ask a question for help and then take immediate, massive action on the answer you get. So
that's what
I did.
I came to you. I'm like, Steve, help. Please help. I'll do anything that you tell me to do. Just tell me to do it.
And, you
and you're like, all right, try this on.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, I've been in trouble with you before by saying, "Are you sure you're going to do this? Are you sure you want me to tell you?" And you're like, "Steve, don't you know me by now?"
Yeah, like seriously, I'm full force, 100%. Like, this is what I've always dreamed of doing, always, like, and finally have an opportunity to do it, and I really appreciate you, for sure.
Oh, it goes right back at you, definitely, Allie. Well, hey, I really, really appreciate you, you know, letting me interview you and helping, you know, lots of other people out there with some of the questions that they might be having.
Yeah, this is some good stuff. Good stuff. So definitely valuable. And you know what? You're just doing it for so many people for free. You're actually not just helping me, but you're helping thousands of people out there with this valuable information. So I applaud you and thank you, and that's awesome that you're doing this.
Oh, well, thank you, Allie. Wait, Allie, I'm going to let you go because I know you're itching to get started with this and to give you an email later tonight with the 50 new places you got. So, Allie, have an awesome day, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.